Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Get started today. You know what else we're going to get started today? The Beamich and Finley AAA poll question of the day. Poll question of the day, who's going to win on Sunday, Commanders or the Chargers? The B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. All right, B., I'll ask you the poll question. Who do you think wins, dude? This is a weird game, but you got two teams.
Weird game, but I'm going 24-20. Commanders.
Good guys?
Yeah.
What's your key in this one?
Running game. And I mean that on both sides of the football. You just heard him talk about how rough and rugged Amari Hampton is. We have to stop the run, and we also have to establish the run. We can do both of those things, we win the game.
Yeah, they got
I don't want it to be Jaden's back. Let's just go out there and just use him over and over again. No, no, no. Let's establish the run to make it when he decides to tuck it and go, he's going to have a lot of space to do it.
Considering like Jaden and the offense didn't look great when he was healthy, what are your expectations for the offense tomorrow? Just in getting in rhythm, getting back to the consistent first downs, all that.
You say what?
Like, what are your expectations for this offense tomorrow? Because the offense looked pretty good in Atlanta, but they couldn't sustain long drives. Do you think?
I think the third down conversions will be better. I'm looking for a running game somewhere from 160 to about 195 yards total.
Okay. Landfill, I'll ask you the poll question. Who's going to win?
I don't feel good about this one. I kind of think it's going to be the Chargers, unfortunately. I'm not a big believer in the defense, and I think Justin Herbert is actually relatively competent. I know that they've got some tackle, their problems with their both their tackles. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that's enough to let our defense get some pressure and maybe we can disrupt that and pull out the win. But I do think the Chargers will pull this one out.
I'm guessing my man Jeff has a little more confidence. Jeffrey?
You know, Mr. Optimistic checking in.
You got a frog in your throat, dog?
I was clearing my throat.
In my throat.
But yeah, I do believe we will win. I got us winning like 27-24.
Okay. Vegas, depending where you're shopping, has the Chargers as a 2.5, 3-point favorite. The total in this thing's 47, 47.5, 46.5, depending where you're shopping. If you look at the props in this, so Justin Herbert, the first 2 weeks of the season, was going for 280 a game. The last 2 weeks, that has dropped to 250 a game. Vegas has Herbert at 265, perhaps a nod to the Commanders' secondary struggles. They've got Jaden at 208 and a hook, which is kind of on par for him. If you look at the running totals, this is where things get interesting. B, if you had to pick the leading rusher for Washington, who would you pick?
Leading rusher in this game. I'm going to go with Nichols.
Interesting. White Brian, see if you can find it. I don't even see a prop for McNichols. On the ground, Vegas has Omarion Hampton, the Chargers rookie running back, with 69.5 rush yards. The highest rushing prop bet is Jaden Daniels, actually, B, with 44.5 rush yards.
Okay.
Which is
that's because they give up runs to the quarterback, but I believe that I have faith in them to not go out there with all those planned runs off the bat with him.
Yeah, I think that would be wise. Of the actual running backs, Vegas has Bill at 31.5 rush yards, mm-hmm. C-Rod at 23.5 rush yards, and then Justin Herbert at 16.5. Interesting numbers, I think, to kind of gauge things. You go to the receiving yards. Quentin Johnson is starting to really come on for the Chargers. They've got him at 65.5 receiving yards. Then Ladd McConkey, who's been really a down year to start anyway after a fantastic rookie season. McConkey with 56.5 receiving yards. Then Keenan Allen, the longtime veteran receiver that was with the Chargers, I think went to the Bears for a season.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen, 52.5 receiving yards. The first receiving yard total, the highest receiving yard total I can see anyway, is Zach Ertz with 40.5 receiving yards.
All right.
So no Debo there. Maybe that's just because of the injury. They're just waiting.
That or they're expecting more of a Debo as a runner.
Omarion Hampton, 20.5 receiving yards. Considering how Bijan torched them last week as a receiver, that might get you a little bit of pause. That might be a number worth considering. And then how about this? Jacory Kroski Merritt, Bill, 7.5 receiving yards.
What you think about that?
I mean, I think he went 2 for 10 last week.
All right.
And we talked to him this week in the locker room, and he said, I'm trying to show I'm a complete back. I want to be a pass catcher. I want to be a pass blocker.
I think that second thing, that's the most important.
Who do you think defensively, if not counting Herbert, because the quarterback's just going to get so many attempts, right? Like the quarterback's going to be a main factor in this game regardless. If you could shut down one player on the Chargers offense, whether it's Johnston or Allen or Hampton, like who do you think they need to make sure does not go off?
Hampton? If Hampton goes off, then they are able to do whatever they want in their playbook. Hampton doesn't go off, and then you can start getting a little pressure on Herbert. He plays into your hands.
Yeah, I mean, you'd love to be able to generate some pressure in this thing. You'd love to be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.